The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. I can't believe it, but it's the third hour of tonight's program already.
Sliding by.
It's really going fast. This is, in case you're just joining us and you haven't heard the news, this is Brian's and my last show on the Sunday show. Yes, it's true. We've had so much fun doing the show for the last over 3 years. And now we're moving on, and Mark is going to be doing the Sunday show with Ian. So I think it's going to be great. Thank you so much to all those who have listened to the Sunday show with us on it, because you are really what makes it so enjoyable for us. So, just want to say thanks so much. And, of course, at Free Talk Live, we've got social media accounts. We've got a mailing list. You can go to freetalklive.com, actually news.freetalklive.com, and find Free Talk Live's Facebook page, Twitter, and email list in case you want to keep up to date with what's going on the show. Free Talk Live actually has quite a popular Facebook page where there are lots of Liberty memes that are shared. So
go ahead. A lot of action.
Go ahead and connect with us there, and you'll also see like live updates of kind of stories that we're talking about on the air too. But speaking of the internet, we're going to go back to Daniel in Mexico because I know he wants to talk about Tor. But if you have something on your mind, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. You can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, 855-450-3733. Okay, let's go back to Daniel in Mexico. Hey, Daniel, you're back on the air.
Hey, Stephanie. What I wanted to bring up about Tor is that more in the line of how they possibly did the investigation into finding the Silk Road server.
Mm, yeah.
Now we know that from the beginning, one of the moderators, or helpers if you want to call them, for the Silk Road 2 was an undercover agent. That's in the court filing.
Right.
Right. And actually, if you're just joining us on the radio and you're not familiar, the Silk Road was an online drug marketplace that was found that was on the dark web.
It's kind of like eBay. And to some extent, it made the acquiring of drugs safer and in several ways.
And that was proven by a study, actually, yeah, that it did reduce the violence in the drug trade. But it was, of course, illegal. It got shut down about a little over a year ago. And another one quickly kind of sprung up to replace it called the Silk Road 2. And that was just recently busted a couple of days ago. So that's what you're referring to, right, Daniel?
That is correct. And along with it springing up a little bit later, interestingly enough, the Silk Road 2 was taken down on its one-year anniversary.
Hmm.
So that, the
That's
timing
interesting.
Is,
yeah,
well,
it is
I'm,
interesting.
I'm sure that the timing is purposeful.
Yeah, because the guy that they apparently found the server through, that, you know, that they're alleging is you know, the new DPR or whatever, what is it, Barrett something?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. Anyway.
Blake Benthal.
Yeah, Blenthal. That's it. Sorry.
Blake Benthal.
Blake Benthal. Yeah, Blake Benthal.
He totally conflated his name.
But anyway, I mean, they were, as I understand it, they've been tracking him since like April of this year.
Well, what are they doing? All these people are buying drugs in the meantime. Are they just letting these crimes happen? Aren't they supposed to crack down as soon as they know?
It's a really good point. If the FBI is here to keep us safe and drugs are dangerous, then why in the hell did they wait a year to keep us safe? I mean, that's disgusting. They're just letting the charges pile up.
Oh, I guarantee you that Benthal was under investigation possibly as soon as January, but right, definitely later in the year, because this guy, here's how smart he was. He decided to drop a $70,000 down payment on a Tesla Roadster using Bitcoin.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
And he was in the United States. This is the Dread Pirate Roberts. The thing that I kept saying about this, if Ross Ulbricht is, in fact, the Dread Pirate Roberts, I'm kind of the opinion he deserves to be caught because he's in the United States. Look, if you're going to run something like this, you do not want to be in the U.S. Frankly, you don't want to be in Canada either. You want to be running this from some place where they have very bad policing organizations that have very little extradition or agreements with the United States.
Or at least if you're in the U.S., drive a Honda Civic, okay? I mean, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's kind of sounds like the mark of someone who either believes that he can't get caught or...
It's easy to believe that.
Why would you do that?
It gets even better with this guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a one-year time period, because realize this marketplace was only up for 1 year. Mm-hmm. So in that time period, he cashed out over $270,000 in Bitcoin through a U.S. exchange, which, as we all know, has know your customer laws.
Yeah.
Man, wow.
So he had over $270,000 hit his personal bank account.
Wow.
So it wouldn't matter if they had tracked down the Silk Road or not. He was going to jail. Because I guarantee you the IRS was going to get around to him within the next year or two.
Yeah, I mean, and he's using Chrome.
There's just no question about that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous he was using Google Chrome. I mean, it's a known fact. Anything that gets typed into the Omnibar, Google makes sure you're aware of this. Anything that gets typed into the address bar or the Omnibar is getting recorded. There's no privacy there whatsoever to be had unless you're using, like, disconnect search or something. I mean, but that's search. That's not even typing in stuff. This guy has some of the most amateur moves I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yes, absolutely. His operational security, well, I don't think it existed because it's pretty clear that he connected from his home address directly to the server at multiple times, creating links there. Also, he connected using his MacBook on Chrome. Now, if you're somebody who's actually concerned, you're not going to do that because, number one, if you're using Chrome, I know for a fact you're not using Tor because it's not set up for Tor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even get it to work. I've tried getting Chrome to work through, like, a pass-through. Unless you're using, like, there's Chrome routers out there that will allow everything you do to access, you know, no matter what you're using, it's going to go through Tor. But even then, I think Chrome has some trouble because I tried doing it as a pass-through once and it doesn't work.
You know, this guy doesn't just sound dumb. He sounds like a government agent.
Well, I was right. Just going to say that.
He believed that he had some kind of protection.
Yep.
Yeah, he possibly did, but it's just amateur hour. And really, we need to thank the federal government because all they've done is they have culled the weak from the herd.
Well, there's probably already more. There's probably already more online marketplaces.
There is. Silk Road 3.0 was up within 12 hours.
Wow. Yeah, it's like a hydra. We'll cut off one head, and two more are going to grow. I mean, the war on drugs, like. I saw a quote somewhere. I can't remember who said it, but something like, the war on drugs is a failure. The people on drugs are winning.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of, you know, with this, there's a lot of things. I mean, with blockchain technology, there's a lot of ways you can go, and maybe Bitcoin's just getting too hot. You know, already. And what is it? NXTfreemarket.com. You can use NXT. And there is a genuine decentralized, right, it's an alternate currency, a genuinely decentralized 100%, you know, market that you can work within. And that, so if Bitcoin's too much, well, you know, or if it's being watched too hard, you can go over here and it's easy enough to exchange Bitcoin for NXT.
If you've ever seen the videos of the, the prototype airplanes before the Wright brothers managed to get off the ground or even the ones afterwards that they're trying to replicate it, you'll see a lot of failures. You see a lot of like catastrophes going on. And the same with space flight, see a lot of rockets go up and go boom before sometimes they don't even go up, they just go boom. And that's how it's going to be with these online drug marketplaces. Now, I can take a very cavalier attitude because I've never bought anything off of them. I don't have any demand for them. The only thing that that I think about them is that they make my life marginally safer because they're going to drive down the costs of drugs to some extent, and therefore people are less likely to break into my house and steal my stuff over the money that they need to do this stuff.
Yeah, and for people who are using drugs, I mean, what's safer, getting drugs in the mail in a package or going to a dark alley somewhere, right? Like, I don't use them either. I've never even used Tor, actually.
but
still, like, I'm grateful that these things are out there because I don't think that drugs should be illegal. I don't think that there should be all this money and violence and resources spent on putting people in jail because they want to put plants and chemicals in their body. It's just so silly. And Daniel, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate this discussion.
Well, thank you, Stephanie.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. Silk Road, kill switches and cars, what do you want to talk about? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Perhaps you're in Mexico, like our last caller, Daniel. Skype is a great way to make international phone calls or just make a call into the show that sounds really great in terms of the audio quality.
I saw silver at less than $16.
Yeah.
That's right now.
What is up with silver?
I don't know.
What is up with all commodities? I just have to say.
Well, stocks are going up, and that strength of the dollar as compared to the other crappy fiat currencies around the world.
Yeah, if you're long on the dollar, you're doing great.
And so that tends to drive down the cost of metals. I have a difficult time imagining that silver is at an equilibrium at $15 or 15 something dollars an ounce. I tend to think that silver is going to go upwards, and I may not be smart in the area of investments, but I do tend to be lucky. So, if you want to do as I have done and buy some silver, you can do it through gold.freetalklive.com. You can also do it through silver.freetalklive.com if that somehow makes you feel better. It will, however, take you to the same page. And you can go there, and Midas Resources, with whom we have partnered, they are a sister company to GCN, our syndicate, so they will help you out there, and I've been buying metals from them for years, and you can be confident and that they will take care of you. If you need a telephone number, I can give you that telephone number. Now, this telephone number you should not call to get on Free Talk Live. This is a telephone number you call in order to get some gold or silver. The number is 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. So there you go.
All right, cool. You know, we were talking off the air during the last break about Brian. Go ahead.
Talking about gold and silver, and then like the last caller was talking about Bitcoin. You know, and I brought up NXT. I mean, these alternative currencies. And what I mean by that is currencies that are not per se government issue. Okay, are so important. And I don't think people realize because it kind of got described by you as well, Stephanie, in the last segment. You had said that, well, you know, the Silk Road didn't mean a whole lot to me. Mark said the same thing, and certainly doesn't mean a whole lot to me either as far as what it generally offers. But, I mean, the future's coming, and the reason that these people, you know, that the government wants to shut down things like the Silk Road is because you can't have a marketplace going on where you're selling stuff that doesn't go by their purview. You know, that doesn't go by the government's, you know, that doesn't pass the government's purview. They don't want that at all. And so, I mean, I think really the time is genuinely coming where, like, you might, if you want your raw milk, I mean, we're already seeing how the law's cracking down on that. You know, you're going to have to use the Silk Road to get some milk. You're going to have to get on tour to do that.
I think that's the Milk Road, Brian. Yeah. but yeah, the point stands. I mean, it's really true. You said there were banned books for sale on the Silk Road.
Yeah, I've gotten banned books off of there. So, but I mean,
you're a criminal.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people realize just how far this can go. In fact, you know what? There's a great movie getting produced. I think they're doing an Indiegogo campaign, and it's called Introduce Niels, and it's by this great hacktivist rapper YT Cracker, and actually Jason King, who we all love on this show, is behind it too. But it's called Introducing Niels. There's an album, and they're making a movie about it, and it shows the possibility of how far this can go and the importance of you being literate in the use of these technologies, you know, and I think that's really important for people to do. It doesn't mean anything to you now. Well, in 5 years, it might mean a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah. I mean, when is your favorite thing going to become criminalized? That's always the next question. It's like the Pastor Martin Niemöller poem about how first they came for the communists and I wasn't one, so I didn't stand up for them. Then they came for the trade unionists and I wasn't one, so I didn't stand up. And then by the time they came for me, there was no one left to stand up for me because everybody had been taken to the gulag.
I'm pretty sure the Jews were in there somewhere, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's really true. So, I mean, yeah, the Silk Road didn't mean a lot to me personally because I wasn't a patron, but I do see the value in having something like that, and I see the value in just, you know, not treating people putting chemicals and plants in their body as a criminal act. Perhaps in some cases it's a medical problem. In some cases it's just recreation, right? Like we would drink tea or coffee or beer or wine or whatever.
Sure.
And in some cases, it's a medicine that people need in the case of medicinal marijuana, which isn't available everywhere. But, the tide is turning on that. I think, public opinion is getting to the point, especially among younger people, they know they're not under any illusions. They know that the government lies to you about drugs and how harmful they are.
They've been to DARE class.
Yeah, they know that the whole reefer madness thing is bunk, that pot is actually not very harmful as drugs go, that alcohol actually is probably more dangerous in terms of overall side effects and potential effects that it can have on your body. And they know that they've been lied to, and they feel resentful about that. And as you're starting to see the laws finally follow suit in public opinion, where recreational and medical marijuana are becoming legal in more states in the U.S., and that seems like it's a tidal wave that's already happening, and that's just going to keep on happening. So the question is, what's going to happen when is it going to finally break, right? When is it going to break in your area? And I always wonder, what happens when a law like that has been passed? In Colorado, after they passed that law that legalized recreational pot, what happened between the time that the ballot measure was approved and the time that it went into effect? There must have been 2 or 3 months where there was
that case with Washington and Colorado, basically the vote went through and then the cops just stopped enforcing the laws.
Yeah. And so that's really interesting, because if they stopped enforcing the laws as soon as it went through, that just shows that it's not actually the law. It's what people think.
They're agreed.
That they're going by. So if people think that these things should not be criminalized, then why are the cops still enforcing the laws?
Well, it's kind of, it's perception to some extent, and police understand that they're paid by for enforcing these things, and they get money, the criminal justice system by which they're paid.
Well, there's some perverse incentives there too, because
there absolutely
there's civil asset forfeiture laws where they can take people's money, cars, houses, unlimited stuff, without really even charging someone with a crime if they suspect that money is involved in a drug deal.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason the police department should be getting any money from the seizures that they make. That's ridiculous. If somebody needs property seized from them for whatever reason, it should be done by a court, for one. And secondly, the agency that seizes it shouldn't get the benefit. Give it to a charity if you want it to, crush it. Do whatever it is you want to do. But don't let that agency benefit from it, because then you just legalize theft.
Yeah, and you're creating an incentive for theft, in a really serious way.
And we have seen a lot of examples of that throughout recent history in the United States, where police departments will seize houses from, a renter's got drugs.
Oh, it seems like there's a story like that every week on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
We just talked about that lady last week who had that cash seized from her bank account because she was depositing it in less than $10,000 increments from her Mexican restaurant.
She was trying to save the government time and trouble,
yeah,
because
she
didn't
got for her kindness.
Yeah, that way she didn't fill out their paperwork or whatever.
All right, really want to talk about this kill switches and cars thing, Brian, and I think we will get to that next, unless you have something to say at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE here on the Sunday Show. Only a few moments remain before the end of Brian's and my last show ever. So 855-450-FREE if you want to talk to us tonight. More coming up on the Sunday Show.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Me, Stephanie, here with
you. And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's our phone number, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, 855-450-3733. I promised we were going to get into this kill switches in cars article, so let's get into it, Brian, shall we?
Sure. And it's important. This is from Alternet, okay? And it's important to mention, like, when I saw this story, I was like, wow, you know, this is crazy. And the headline is lenders can now disable your car when you're driving on the freeway. That was not the headline on November 7th.
Okay, what was the headline?
The headline was Wall Street can now disable your car when you're driving on the freeway. So make no mistake, this headline is designed to be, you know, a liberal grab. You know what I mean? A BuzzFeed click or whatever.
It's clickbait.
It's clickbait, right. And so, you know, I want to make sure that's understood. But even so, my own opinion, I want to get into the story, but my own opinion is that the whole lender thing, Wall Street, whatever, is not the importance of the story. But here, I'll go on. Imagine this scenario. You're on an important trip miles from home and stopped in traffic, but before you can continue on your way, your car shuts down. You've got enough gas in the tank and no mechanical problems, but you're stranded far from home because you're a few days late on your car payment, and the lender won't let you drive until the debt is paid. If this sounds like part of a dystopian future in which repo men are now cyborgs, it's not. It's happening today and becoming a big part of the new automotive automotive landscape. Car dealers and automotive lenders are targeting those with poor credit by installing GPS-based kill switches or starter interrupt devices on the cars that they sell.
Wow. You know, poor credit, let's just talk about that for a minute. How is the credit system is just a terrible way of measuring people's reputations. First of all, it's linked to government social security numbers, which were, you know, when the program was rolled out, they were told, we were told that they would never be used as ID numbers, but that's totally what they've become.
They were certainly ID numbers by the time I was a kid in the 80s.
Mm-hmm, me too. You know, my mom always taught me not to give out my numbers and my personal information, and now you can't avoid it. You can't get a cell phone without doing it.
Yeah.
They do a credit check on you. Those numbers can be stolen, and it's very difficult if it does get stolen and someone opens credit cards in your account. How are you even supposed to know about it? You only get to check your credit score once a year for free. And, you know, they can really ding you for just silly things. Like, basically, the way to get a good credit score is to have lots of credit cards, spend money on them, and pay it off right away.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like then it leads to the system where the only people who can get loans are the ones who don't need them.
You know, this is really blasphemous. I have been informed that in an anarcho-capitalist paradise, that the credit system is one of the things that would just really work. That's what I've been told.
Can you imagine what a scary world it would be if that were the reputation rating system that all these libertarians are salivating over?
I'm interested.
It just doesn't work. There's so many.
The reputation ratings for instance, on eBay or the Silk Road, these work better.
Better.
Now, I don't know what would work. You know, I mean, basically these credit reporting agencies have a cartel and they need more competition. But, you know, I've got to say, so I have a friend who does the buy here, pay here lot thing.
Okay.
And he's doing his best to get by. He certainly didn't want to sell crappy cars to people who are bad at paying their bills. He just wanted to sell cars to people. And it turns out that not enough people wanted to buy cars from him, so he ended up having to basically sell credit to people in the form of crappy cars they need to get to work.
Mm.
And these people are really bad at paying their bills.
Yeah.
Like the kind of bad that you have to go and collect the money from their house. Bad. And, you know, okay, can you give me the 3 months or I'm going to take the car down? And then they can somehow scrape together the money that day. You know, I'm going to be there to get the car or whatever. You got to threaten people to get your money. And I'm not saying that I'm rooting for the man here, but I understand what it's like to be the man, and you're not so manny when you're the man. My parents, I've had rental properties. My mom had rental properties, and you basically have to set up a situation where people are petrified of you. And if they're not petrified of you, they're going to pay whatever bills they're petrified of, the people they're petrified of, before they pay the bills of you.
Now, according to this article, there has been a significant percentage, as in I think it's like from 7 to 20% or something like that, of an increase in the payment of bills. Like, people are this.
Yeah.
This is working.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
It worked.
This is working for what it is.
It's working as a reign of terror, though. I mean, there is another way to get people to pay bills, and that is to develop a relationship with them. You know, I've had roommates in the past, and they have paid their share of the expenses or whatever, or they have split the rent with me because they have a relationship with me. They're my friend. They don't want to let me down. They know that I need to pay the bills for the whole household or whatever, so they give me their half. And so that's the other route you can go. It's
well,
just getting to know them.
There are people that are good about paying their bills, and usually those people have more money. And I'm not saying that people who don't have money aren't moral. It's just, it's an issue of priorities. And if you don't make yourself the priority,
but sometimes
you're not going to be the priority.
Right. But sometimes if someone likes you versus if they're afraid of you, they do make you a priority.
Sometimes people will take that, if you like them, they'll decide you'll cut them a break and give them a loan because they need it till next week or whatever.
That approach really only works if you're very discriminating about who you extend
Indeed.
That to.
That's precisely the problem here is that you want to be nice to everybody. You want to work with them. But, if I was running a buy here, pay here lot, I'd have no problem installing this technology in my cars. Maybe I'd turn them off at 3 a.m. rather than turning them off when somebody's on the freeway or something like that. But, yeah. I'd turn your car off.
Okay.
I get that. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was going to say, I understand. I wouldn't mind addressing like the idea of how do you solve reputation systems, but...
let's go ahead and go that route if you want to.
Well, I just want to say I get the point that this is what you do, but here's the thing. Who else has access to this ability to turn off your car?
Frightening people.
Yes. Yeah. Very frightening people have the ability to turn off your car. One of the things I think that people really got behind cars so much, first off, is because they weren't as stubborn as horses. Second off, is because you had absolute control of that. You could fix it yourself, whatever you could do. You know, you knew that once you got on the road, you were on the road, baby, and you were going. Okay. And now, well, forget it. You know, I mean, and there's no, you know, some people are probably pretty happy because, well, now there won't be any more high speed chases because the cars can just, or the cops can just boop, turn off your car.
Right. I imagine that's coming.
Terrifying.
And by the way, Brian, I was in Washington, D.C. this week and I bebopped by the Tesla store. I happened to be walking around and there was a Tesla store. So I went in. Turns out all the Teslas being made now have the hardware for self-driving. So they're going to 90% self-driving, as the salesman described it, which says to me interstates.
Yeah, see,
so the self-driving car is here.
Sure. So, I mean, you think you're going to go to Costa Rica because of some BS that the government got you for. No, you're not, buddy. Your car is going right to jail.
Right. And so
and you think, well, I can just hop out. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Actually, they made it very easy for you with your Android Wear watch. You can now lock the doors on your Tesla. And, well, who else has access to that capability to lock you inside of your car?
What if you're going to the hospital or something? Like, some of these people were saying that their cars got turned off when they were on the freeway. That's dangerous.
Yeah,
it's really dangerous. That could cause accidents for other people.
How many times
is unrelated?
Sure, and then another thing too. I mean, granted, a million things can go wrong with a car where it's just going to stop. Okay, but we're talking about cars. You're taking off the lot.
But usually, you at least have time to pull over.
Okay, right. But you have these. You have sensors like oxygen sensors and all this stuff connected to the engine. These things regularly go bad. Okay, and they cause all kinds of problems in your car. All right, that actually aren't a problem. It's because the sensor is actually sending a false reading to the computer. Mm-hmm. What happens when your kill switch happens to go bad?
And then you'll have to buy the anti-kill switch enrich the company.
If that even works, because again, these oxygen sensors aren't, or at least I would hope, they aren't designed to go bad. But hey,
you just need to buy a 76 Blazer and learn how to fix it.
Absolutely.
That, and we need to get off this planet. What do you think? 855, 450, free. Would you want to buy a car with a kill switch in it built in that you could get turned off if you don't pay your car payment?
Buy pre-96.
855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, and there's more coming.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains glucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. This is the last segment of my last show with Free Talk Live Sunday show and Brian's last
and
show.
And mine, yeah. 2 years down the tubes.
Not down the tubes. It's been an awesome run, and we're so happy to be doing it. So we've got calls to get to, though, here in the last segment. Mark's also here with us. Of course, Mark, you're going to keep doing the Sunday show with Ian, so never fear. It will be back, just in a little bit of a different form. And, all right, let's go first to Nathan. He's on Skype. We're going to see if we can squeeze all these calls in. But, hey, Nathan, you're on the line on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Well, this is the last call, so I wanted to say that it's been a great time having you guys on the show and, you know, hearing all your ideas and thoughts and calling in. And I hope you guys have good luck and good wishes on whatever you choose to do next.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that, Nathan. Thank you.
Love. It's a joy to have your calls.
Okay. I did have one real quick topic, if you want.
Sure.
I was listening to your Keenvention panel, and you talked about how when you were doing your old show, Pork Therapy, you kind of felt like you were overburdened, so to speak, like you were trying to, solve the world's problems. And it kind of reminded me of that ego side myth that I brought up before. You were talking about cars, that if you remember Buckminster Fuller, the inventor of the geodesic dome, he had this story where he lost his job and he lost his wife, and he was contemplating suicide for a life insurance payment. And he had this, I think it's a myth, but he writes in his accounts that he kind of had a vision where he realized he didn't matter, and if he only, you know, benefited himself to serving the universe and humanity, then everything would be cool. And I've always been a little suspicious of that, and that's what your story you mentioned made me think of, because it seems like if you try to devote yourself to serving humanity, you're just going to burn yourself out.
Yeah, humanity seems to be a black hole of incompetence, right? Like they just can't pull themselves up.
They don't want to be helped or saved necessarily. They have to.
Oh yeah, they do. They just won't actually be helped or saved. They'll just pull you down into the mud with them in most cases.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess to just catch people up on what Nathan was referring to, we had this event, Keenvention. Mark, you hosted the media panel at Keenvention about independent media, and I was saying on the panel how basically I used to come at podcasting with this idea of like, yeah, let's help people with their relationship problems. Let's spread the word about liberty. I'm doing it for others. It was very like outwardly focused. But I mean, if I'm really honest with myself, a lot of it was because it was for me, because it was fun. And then I just sort of started feeling like, you know, I can't control what other people do in their lives, nor would I want to. And I don't have much influence over what everybody else does, but I do have ultimate control over what I do. So what I can do to make myself happiest is just try to be as free as I can in my own life and focus on myself and my own issues and problems, because I do have issues and problems like anyone else. And that did the trick. That made me a lot happier for sure.
And I like that attitude because it leads to or highlights the fact that other people have choices just the same as we do. Mm. And oftentimes the best way we can make a difference is by, you know, being the change you want to see in the world and all that, and allow other people to make, you know, whatever choices they think is going to be best for their lives.
Yeah, I really believe that like being a beacon of liberty or whatever message you want to put out there is the way to introduce it to other people in a non-threatening way. Like if you go at them aggressively and say, yeah, you should do this, like a lot of people are just going to dig their heels in and say, well, why would I want to do that? Right. But if you live the principles that you, you know, if you embody those principles that you want to spread, people will gravitate to you who are receptive to hearing it.
Yeah, I can't agree more. Best wishes and good luck in the future, guys.
Thank you so much, Nathan. This is not the last you'll hear from me.
Yeah, thanks
for
man.
Calling
nice
in. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan on the phone lines. Hey, Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to call regarding those devices in cars. Recently, there was a situation where a car was stolen and there was a little girl abducted, and that's how they found him, was with that GPS system in the trunk. And they don't tell the buyer that there's a GPS in the trunk. They don't tell them when they sell the car. They sell them alone in a car on the same day.
Right.
And that's why they have those, because they, if they want to get the car back quick, they can.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. I mean, it's fortunate. I'm glad that ended it, you know, that little girl's life, you know, ended up getting saved.
If we can save just one child,
right. Yeah,
that becomes a justification.
That's the thing, right? I mean, if you trade, yeah, it's one of the oldest sayings in America. If you trade security, or if you trade liberty for security, you're deserving of neither. And that's the thing. I mean, we can be happy that occurred, but at the same time, at what price?
Well, that's why it was put out there on television that way.
Sure, right, to sell it as this is a good idea.
Yeah. There's a lot of that goes on.
That's a fact.
Indeed. Tim, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Let's talk to Doug listening in Iowa. Hi, Doug. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the kill switch. I agree that it's a slippery slope. But couldn't there be some regulations that if it's GPS tracking, they'll know if the vehicle's moving, they'll know the location, so you could just kill it at the person's home. And then all technology could be used for good and bad. That's true with everything.
Yep. You think the companies, the creditors, are not in bed with the government? They probably would lobby against any regulation like that.
Well, I just think that would be the safe way to implement it. Because you yeah. can't be killing it when someone's driving, no matter right. if they're five miles an hour or if they're stopped at a stop sign. But GPS will know when they're at the address on the loan or something to that effect. Don't know.
I think
just putting that out there.
I think you're right. I think that's the way to go about implementing this.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work book, mm-hmm. which suggests that when you know, people get a good idea and they try to run it through the political process, it always gets bastardized and twisted, and it never comes out the way that they had imagined. Plus, I just think that, you know, no matter what perfect system we come up with, there'll always be mistakes, and, you know, you never know if they're going to turn these cars off in the middle of an interstate or what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Some people reported that their cars were turned off even though they weren't behind on their payments.
Yeah.
It was like errors being made.
Yeah, it's a good point, but I mean, then it comes down to, because I'm a tech guy. I mean, I love technology. I'm into a whole lot of crazy advancements. I'm all for it. But when these advancements haven't caught, or, you know, humanity hasn't caught up with a lot of these advancements, and it's proven in the fact that we still have government, that we still have, you know, really people with a lot of malicious intent out there. Some people believe you're never going to get rid of that kind of human being. I would argue against that, but that's the thing. These things can be used for good. Any technology can be used for good or evil. And while there's evil people around, I don't know.
Doug, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of scary. Like, what if these things could be hacked? What if you could just, a hacker could disable someone's vehicle?
No, it's not what if. When?
When?
Yeah. No, it's already happening. I mean, any car over 96, or not any car, but most cars past 1996, it's already been done at Black Hat, DEF CON. You take your pick of the hacker convention where they've shown, using a tablet or a smartphone, they can control your car.
And it's really interesting that this technology is starting to be used with people who have poor credit. So who are those people? The people who maybe are struggling a little bit, who are having trouble making it in society, basically, and paying the bills and making ends meet. You won't be able to see this put on politicians' cars. You won't see this put on the cars of the respectables who are paying cash for their cars and buying outright because they have good jobs and everything. This is the people who are already a little bit marginalized, and they're not going to fight back against it because they can't.
The the system is set up so that people fall off the edge, that the people go bankrupt. When you talk about the Federal Reserve System, where money's lent into existence at interest, when it's paid back, there's no room for the interest because the money has been lent into the system. And there's only, you know, if you lend in $100 into the system and then you demand that $106 get paid back, $6 are going to fall. You're not going to be able to pay back $6 because it's not there. The Federal Reserve System is set up so that there are people on the margins that can't pay. Those people are always going to be treated poorly.
Yeah, and I mean, and really, it's against everybody. I mean, even with credit card companies. Now, I mean, yes, there are some people, especially car dealerships, I've met these guys who really want to help people out. There absolutely is. But the financial...
How are you supposed to get a job if you don't have a car?
Right, but the financial system, as far as having poor credit and whichever, is totally set up to get people enslaved to debt. And because if you're not enslaved to the debt, what does the credit card company call you? There's a name.
A deadbeat.
A deadbeat. You're insulted if you're not in debt.
Yeah.
You see, these systems are meant to entrap you. And that's disgusting.
They use the term deadbeat?
Yeah, that's what you're called in the credit card industry. Mm-hmm. You're called a deadbeat.
Well, we're up
against... Oh, you mean the people that just pay their credit cards
off? Pay it on time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, you're a deadbeat.
I can see why you'd call them a deadbeat, because they're using the credit card without paying anything for it, essentially.
Yep, you're not making anything off of them.
We're up against the clock here, but that's what we want, is just freedom and choices for all human beings, voluntary interactions. Thank you so much for listening. It's been such an awesome experience to be part of Free Talk Live. I will not see you next week, because I'll be gone, but you can follow Brian at Sovereign Tech and me at Let's Talk Bitcoin and my website.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.